You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie and I went to a wedding recently, and it was the first wedding I had been to in a very long time. And I forgot about the speeches part of a wedding.
Yeah.
And I forgot how, I mean, I know that you're not supposed to cast people in power positions for a wedding based on their talent for speech writing, but I really feel like you should. Because there were three or four speeches.
I think there were three.
And
two of them were incredible.
Were really good.
Really good.
Are you including the dad?
Oh, no, I forgot about the dad. Now, you know that's not her dad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because he was the officiant as well.
And
okay,
he was great.
So there were four speeches. Three of them were incredible.
And one was not. You could feel everybody in the audience. If you're a stand-up comedian, you're losing the room. Felt like the speech did everything that you possibly could to violate, like, what makes a good speech.
And I want to be very clear. We are not criticizing our friend that got married and
not
her
at all.
Wedding. And it was...
it was a beautiful
wedding.
It was
like a perfect wedding.
Yeah.
It was truly perfect. The right amount of people.
Yeah.
Everybody was having fun. Maybe not this guy. He did seem a little angry.
He seemed very angry.
Yeah.
Like, his speech was confrontational.
It was. It was.
Like, not just in, like, the tone of it and his delivery, but in what he was saying. Like, right off the bat, he made a political, I guess it was a joke, right away. And then followed the joke with, well, I guess if you're of this political party, you're just not going to like me.
Which, this is the beginning of the speech.
Right. Which right away, so you've lost like half of us.
And also, why would you be okay with that?
Right. And what did that even have to do with weddings or your speech?
Right.
And then the rest of the speech, again, was way too long.
It was very long.
Way too long. It was like 7 or 8 pages.
Oh, my God.
And I know because he had it on a clipboard.
He had it on a clipboard.
And he was like fanning through it. But also, like, it was like, do I remember it right that he was like laying out rules?
I have to tell you, Gavin, it was so long, and I was kind of struggling, and maybe this was on me, I don't know. I was struggling to figure out where we were going a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't think I was entirely, like, tuned in enough. I ran into a friend there, which we didn't even know that we both knew the bride.
That's funny.
So we saw each other, and we were like, shut up, no way. She starts texting me through the speech, and she goes, girl, your face. Because the things this guy was saying just had me, like, mouth agape. Gavin's got his head turned, kind of squinting like he's a dog. And I said, I wrote back and I go, am I the only one hearing this? And then she wrote, girl, I am dying over here watching you.
Some of the text messages that we got, these are great text messages. What makes a good wedding speech? Call us too, 909-1065. Somebody said, what makes a good wedding speech? ChatGPT.
See, now I disagree with that, because there were two people that that we both know that spoke on behalf of the bride, and I loved their stories about their friendship with her.
Yeah.
And like seeing her through the years and then hearing about her once she met her husband, and like, so ChatGPT couldn't give you that.
This one's funny. What makes a good wedding speech? Short, funny, short, heartfelt, sincere, and short.
Okay. My boyfriend, when we were driving home, goes, I don't know why people think they have to be funny.
Right. I don't either. 909-1065.
Entertaining.
Let's talk to Jesse. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
What makes a good wedding speech?
Don't curse and don't air out dirty laundry.
Yes.
Ooh, like, what do you mean?
Well, I went to a wedding where the best man got up and his toast was full of cursing in front of grandma.
Oh, my God.
And there was a little controversy on how the bride and groom got together. She's kind of like the leftover pick. And he talked about that and aired out the dirty laundry.
What?
Oh, my God.
So bad. Grandma had to get up and said, that's enough. And
no! Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Just thinking about this is making me, it made me cross my arms over my chest to protect myself from the story.
Yes,
that is the
terrible.
Cringiest thing I've ever heard.
Wow. If a grandma has to get up to shut the speech down, that's too much. Jesse, thank you so much for your call. Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What are the attributes of a good wedding speech?
All the positive emotions.
Positive. Yes.
Funny. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Some funny, some sad or reminiscent, you know, go back in the past, go a little bit to the future, just balance it out. Leave all the negative stuff out. That's not the place for it.
That is such a perfect way of putting it.
And that's a great place to end. And like, I just feel like, and I can't tell you why specifically, but I just feel like the speech that Katie and I had to sit through, it just wasn't positive.
It certainly didn't have a positive tone. There might have been positive parts, but I could hear the tone more than I could hear anything else.
Right.
So
it felt like I was in trouble.
Yes.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.